On a recent sunny evening, Claire Ross walks through a neighborhood off of Jewel Lake, knocking on doors.
Hi, my name's Claire Ross. I'm running for state senate. Can I talk to your folks?
Mom!
Raquel Davina hustles to the door, her toddler in tow. Ross asks her what's important to her during this election.
I think for me, it's just the school.
Yeah.
Mainly since I have all my kids, or three out of four of my kids go to school, so I think.
Ross says it's a comment she's heard all throughout her months knocking on doors, and it's one of the main focuses of her campaign.
If we don't invest in our schools and our kids are falling behind, they're not going to do well in college or in their careers. And on the other side of that, people aren't going to want to stay and invest in a community where there's not good schools. So I'm worried that we're going to lose families that are going to go look for opportunities elsewhere if our schools get too bad.
36-year-old Ross has never held public office before. She moved to Alaska straight out of college and worked in tourism and biochemistry before taking a position at the Anchorage Public Library. Ross says while she was there, she worked to improve education both through early literacy programs and by launching Teen Underground. Her support for increasing the base student allocation and for forward funding schools earned her a seal of approval from the advocacy group Great Alaska Schools. Ross says the legislature needs to follow the state's constitution and adequately fund education. She thinks other things, like the road in Juneau or the Susitna Dam, can wait.
There's a lot of projects that don't need to be done this year. They could be pushed back a couple years until our funding looks better when hopefully the gas pipeline gets going or some of these new oil developments get going. And then that's when we should be spending money on those projects.
Republican Representative Mia Costello has lived in District K almost her entire life. Before being elected to the House in 2010, the 46-year-old worked as a teacher and a public relations executive. Costello agrees with her opponent. Education needs to take precedence. She negotiated and voted for increasing the BSA in 2014 when serving on the House Finance Committee.
As a former high school teacher, I've been really an important voice in the legislature for helping educate other legislators about the challenges of teaching.
Costello taught for 6 years and won an award for developing a program where high schoolers ran a mock legislative budget debate. But unlike Ross, Costello won't commit to raising the BSA next year. She says it would be irresponsible since she doesn't know what the state's revenues will be.
Our budgets are not sustainable, and so last session we actually reduced the operating budget, and it's like turning an airplane around. I mean, I'm a pilot, and I can tell you that turning that plane around, it's going to take a little while, but we're going the right direction.
Walking between houses near Sand Lake, Costello says that when she goes door knocking, her constituents don't just ask her about education.
For the most part, you know, people, you know, they have questions about roads and potholes along their street and things like that. They feel that it's government's job to take care of those things, and it is. You know, we have a lot of responsibility for those types of things.
As the geese finish flying overhead, Costello heads towards another door.
Hi there. Hi, I'm Mia Costello, and I'm running for the state senate in your neighborhood.
Both candidates expect to be knocking on hundreds more doors in the final weeks leading up to the November 4th election. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.